This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about doing what's right, even when it's unpopular. This is what David did when he was king. So while David is still recognized as the successful commander-in-chief, one who steadily grew Israel's territory, he is also still known for his compassionate heart. So one day, David decided to inquire about King Saul's surviving family members. Now, if you'll recall, Saul and David had a very tumultuous relationship. Saul became very jealous of David when he realized that God had chosen David to replace him as king. So Saul tried on several occasions to kill David. But being the kind-hearted person he is, David still wanted to know what he could do for any of Saul's surviving relatives. He learned that Saul's grandson, Mephibosheth, was still alive and crippled, so David invited him to live with him in the palace. However, during these times, kings were seldom concerned with the disabled or disadvantaged, and it was also common to kill the heirs of former monarchs. David knew all of this, but he still chose to do what he felt in his heart was the right thing to do despite the outside criticism. Sometimes we can feel like we're in the minority when we choose to do what's right for another, especially when those closest to us may not understand our intentions. Maybe you're going out of your way to help a person who will never be able to repay you. The key is you doing what's right doesn't have to be popular with them, only with him. So as you think about that, remember what Christ teaches us in these words. I assure you, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you were doing it to me. Matthew 25:40. Share this be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, do what's right and forget the public praise.